I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Fen Harps manager Ollie Horgan. Ollie, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Another victory on the road for you last night in the FAI Cup. Happy with that, Ollie?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. When you win any win, be it the Cup or League, you have to be happy with. But yeah, it was, you know, we didn't play all that well, but we got a very good result up there because Bray are a decent side, and there probably wouldn't be a whole lot between the sides where the bottom of the Premier Division or the top of the First Division as they are.
And just looking at the goal scorer last night, Kodzler, he's in form, two last night and one last week, so a good performance from him.
Yeah, he took his chance as well last night as he did last Sunday. You know, but he needs to continue in that form, and we all need to push on and take a bit of confidence over the last few games. And try and see where it takes us in the month of September and October to put it out with Tia Pollock. But, you know, we ran our luck a little bit yesterday. I think the sending off of Paul Keegan for Bray helped us on our way to put it out with you. But look, credit to them. You know, we were struggling form-wise over the last couple of weeks, and then they turned it around last Sunday and continued it into yesterday.
That has to give you some confidence as well, Ollie. Suppose coming up now in the next couple of weeks, you've a couple of derbies, and we'll come to that shortly. But confidence going into the game last night, you know, they were at a high.
Well, certainly. I mean, to be fair to the group, and I don't think they ever get too carried away when they win, and I don't think they ever get too low when we get beaten. Like, but okay, obviously, results breed the confidence, and we're hoping that can continue on to tomorrow week against Sligo, which is a massive game down the showgrounds, and we've struggled to get results down there over the years, but we know we need to try and get something on Monday week to try and stay in touch and see can we stay in this Premier Division.
And getting those performances, it was a last minute winner against Waterford. You got two goals in the first half yesterday, so bringing that form, you had to be happy with that at half time.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we probably started that little bit sharper than Bray. We scored from then to the second goal. To be fair to Bray, they were getting their way back into the game, and the second goal that Alex scored is probably against the run of play. But I think, as I said, the sending off and the start of the second half probably killed it as a contest, which suited us grand. But look, the lads did well, and they saw it out, to put it that way to you. But with a much more important game on Monday week against Sligo, and they probably are the form team in the country along with Bowes at the moment since the return of football at the start of August. I think they'd won four of the last five, and that's, you know, that's serious form in this division, especially with the short amount of games that are left.
Players starting to find their form, suppose, coming back after the break and getting back into the swing of things. One man who's starting to really find his form is Adrian Delap, developing and making an impact in each game, Ollie.
Yeah, look, he's a great bit of stuff. He's a good kid, a great attitude, and he's waited his turn. He's come on in bits and pieces, and he's done very well. He scored the winner last Sunday. He made the second goal yesterday, and like he'll give you energy and legs. And look, he's the kind of kid that we want, that'll you know, dig in when the chips are down, and the chips have been down, but please God, you know, we'll kick on, and he'll kick on as well.
And looking at that, did anyone else stand out for you last night, Ollie, that you thought, starting to make an impact?
Look, not particularly. You know, we don't go. You know, it's the whole group, every one of them that were there yesterday, and the ones that weren't there, the ones that didn't make the panel, and the ones that were injured. That's what we need. We need everyone to try and buy in for the next two, three, whatever it is, 2.5 months, to see where it takes us, because it'll be a battle. We'll have ups and downs between now and November, and we just need to have enough of the good days to try and stay in it.
As we indicated, two big games coming up, can't get any bigger than Sligo and Derry. Before that, you have a little bit of a break, supposing that can only help things as well to prepare for those big games.
Yeah, well, we have whatever it is, 9 days to Monday week. A little bit crazy when we'd only 2 days and 3 days, you know, 3 weeks ago between games. Doesn't really make much sense, Patrick. Like, we've 9 days to prepare for Sligo, which is great, but we'd gladly play a league game on Wednesday, having played last night, and we weren't playing again till Monday, as in tomorrow week. But unfortunately, the league decided to put us on a Friday, Monday, or whatever the days were. I forget it at this stage, but 2 and 3 days of a break rather than 9 days we have now. I've gone on record, I think, for another, you know, probably sick of listening to me at this stage, but it didn't help us. And, you know, injury-wise, of course, you're going to pick up injuries. And we paid a price, but thankfully, we're getting them back one by one. And please God, we'll have a near full contingent to pick from going to Sligo.
And obviously, the games, more games you get, okay, you had a lot very, very close together. But it is a bit of head scratching there because players are starting to find a bit of form.
Yeah, look, it's a good maybe position to be in where you have the choices and you have to make hard decisions. Glad to have that rather than not having to make any decisions, put it that way. Look, we need to improve, you know, I think we have in the last week or two, but we need to improve that bit more to try and compete with the likes of Sligo that, as I said, along with Boas are probably the two foreign teams in the country at the moment, and they're at home. We haven't had a good record down there. I don't know when it's the last time we won down there. Certainly, it's you're talking maybe 9-10 years ago that Finn Hearts had won in the Showgrounds. We did pick up another result along the way, be it a draw, but we need to be at our best to get anything out of there. They've added the likes of Junior who scored a hat-trick twice against us last year for Derry, like along with the strength and depth that they have, along with Ronan Cock and you know, this Kyle McFadden from Donegal he's our captain of the side. It'll take a huge performance from us to get anything down there, but at least we're going there with a bit of confidence, as you said, and we look forward to it.